State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Welcome to Checking In with Michelle Williams, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect.
Wait a minute. I'm not ready. Wait a minute. Yes, I am ready. I am ready for this conversation with my longtime buddy. Y'all, Kenny Lattimore is coming up. We got to talk. We have got to talk. He is so amazing. One of the most kind, sweet, gentle souls. One of the most beautiful human beings you will ever know. I can't wait for him to come on this podcast. So please, settle down. Get your cup of coffee, your tea, whatever it is that you're doing. Please. Kenny Lattimore is checking in. Oh gosh, how y'all doing? Thank y'all for checking in on another beautiful episode of Checking In with Michelle. And I am so excited about today's guest for Checking In. A longtime buddy, just so pleasant, so amazing. Y'all, let's just get right into who we have today. I'm so excited about Grammy, Soul Train, and Stellar Award nominated singer, songwriter, actor, husband, and dad.
Yes.
Kenny Lattimore.
Hey.
You know what? I would have guessed who you are just by your laugh. I would have figured it out. How have you been?
I have been great. I have been working and evolving and elevating, and it's been a lot of things, all of them good, because all things work together for the good of them that love God. So I am watching and trying to be as conscious of that as possible, to understand that, whoa, this doesn't always feel good. This doesn't always look good and seem good. But if I can kind of, you know, just put it in perspective, and sometimes just wait for things to align and for things to shift and evolve, that the result is just different. So that is how my year ended, I'd say. I felt it was 2023 was this year of evolution, and I learned so many things about me, business, and just different parts of my life, so that in 2024, I can breathe a little differently going in and be more, even more authentic, even more purposeful in 2024.
Y'all, he didn't waste no time. We are having a conversation. Wasted Absolutely. No time. Elevating and evolving, but yet you use the word waiting.
And waiting.
Which we don't like to do.
We don't like to wait. We want stuff right now. And we think that not waiting is a measure of success. That, oh, this happened so much faster than me, then I'm more successful. I got there faster than... And we miss our own growth, and we miss the nuggets and things that we're supposed to get to sustain the success, whatever that success may be. We miss that there are foundational elements that allow us to be sustained. So
it's funny you should say that about getting there faster. It reminds me of a conversation with civil rights leader and preacher Jesse Jackson. We happened to be sitting on a flight next to each other. I think we were both headed to Las Vegas for the Stellar Awards one year.
Oh, nice. Uh-huh.
And he asked me about how would I rather get there? And he asked me, had I ever considered a train ride? I was like, just anybody. I said, I was tortured. Not tortured, but me and my family, we took a train ride to California so we can go to Disney. Don't no child want to be on no train going to Disney. We want to fly and head to Disney right now.
Right. That's right. That's right.
So what I'm saying is, I don't know if we learned that from childhood, impatient. We want to get there now. But he said exactly what you're saying. You miss things along the way. You miss how beautiful the plains are, P-L-A-I-N-S. You miss how beautiful the mountains are. Going on a train, you miss going through the little towns and stuff here and there. And so I really appreciate you for talking about waiting and admitting that we don't like to, no matter how successful you are, no matter if we're feeling like, well, I'm in my 40s now, I should have more patience. No, you don't. You want what you want.
Doesn't quite happen that way.
You want what you want.
Right.
Especially when you know you can have it.
That's true. That's very true. So balancing all of that becomes the key, which I used to say juggle. And one day my friend Boris Kojo, who you know, we were talking about something, and he said, Kenny, you keep saying that you're juggling. He said, don't juggle anymore. He said, I want you to balance. And that's he's a very smart man, and very, I don't know if it's, I think he has a German background.
Yes.
So we think of German like precision and, you know, accuracy. So when he's talking, it's a way that he presents the information that's like, okay, you're absolutely right. I had to just take that in for a minute. And I said, I'm going to start saying to myself, which is very important too. Sometimes you got to talk to yourself, folks, and you got to tell yourself.
Encourage
what
yourself.
Things need, and encourage yourself.
What the song say.
Tell yourself what is it. Yeah. So I started saying I'm balancing a lot more. And but at the same time, what I'm learning is to be unapologetically Kenny and think about the things that make me work, that make me tick, so that I can communicate those things without guilt or anything. It's like, nope, actually, this is who I am. Or nope, I don't like that as much. I'm one of those people who is... like a servant leader. Mm-hmm. And being a servant leader a lot of times I like to see other people happy. I like to see other people reach their goals, because I always feel like I'm going to reach my goal. I'm going to do me. But I want to see you reach your goal. And as a result, what it does is I think it sometimes may lead people to think that my personality is like, oh, he's a pushover. He'll do whatever you want. He'll do whatever. So then when Kenny gets to a point when he's like, no, people are like, what? I've had people enraged. What are you talking about? Like they had to convince me. I'm like, no. No, it's very seldom that I say no. But when I say no, I mean no. I had to be okay with that for me, too.
Isn't that because something?
No is the most powerful words that we could give. I tell my kid when I'm mentoring or doing speaking engagements, I tell no is one of the most powerful words like ever, because it sets the boundary that you're not, that you're present. You're not a non-person. You're present. And when you're communicating with another person as a servant leader, you try to look at all sides of life. Oh, this is what you need. This is what I need. This is what, you know. But most personalities don't. The same people who don't like waiting are the same people who want what they want when they want are the ones who think that they can control a servant leader. And you have to stop, you have to step back from that. Because if a servant leader knows who they are, they press pause on everything for a minute and balance. And it's like, okay, let's get this right. Because I'm one of those people also, I like to get it all done. That may be unrealistic, but I'm one of those people that's like, let's try to get it all done so that everything is in place and all of that. So that keeps me motivated and that's the way my mind works.
So when you say-
It's like the organized mind.
When you say trying to get it all done, do you mean you got to get it all done today? Or do you like have incremental time?
Incremental time.
Okay, yes. That's not
bad. I want to get it all done. But I can go really hard. Like, I don't care if I get up at noon. I probably run circles around people who get up early in the morning. If I get up at noon, I go hard and I start go, okay, so what do we have to do today? We got to clean house. We got to take out this. We got to do that. We got to get the cars. And we got to, and then my organized mind starts to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, these are things that I know about me. This is so important to know who you are, so that when you're in friendships, when you're in partnerships, when you're in marriage, different kind of relationships, all of that, that you appreciate who you are, because everybody may not appreciate who you are.
That's so good. Not only do they not appreciate who you are, I want to go back to when you were talking about when you actually say no, or when you normally just laugh something off, but when you actually decide to tell somebody how something they did made you feel.
Yes.
Have you
yes.
ever been made to feel like a monster? Like it's been switched around on you?
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead, though. I want you to say it.
My theme for the year for me is stop letting people play in your face.
Oof.
Because of that reason, I'm easygoing. And it's not that I don't like confrontation. It's like, is it worth it?
Yeah. I don't like confrontation.
Who really does?
I don't know who it is. Right. I don't think anybody does. But we're not afraid of confrontation. We're not afraid of confrontation.
We have to be confrontational. Yes.
But you know what's really bad? See, I know how bad I can be. The nice Kenny is nice for a reason. I am, and everybody in the industry just about will tell you, oh, he's so nice. He's respectful. But I'm one of those people that I know that I could be something different. I know the thoughts that come to this head, the thoughts that I have to kill, like on a, you know, consistently. What did they just say that? Okay. Let me smile. Let me bring them back to peace. But the thought that came to mind was, I'm getting ready to say da 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 da. You know.
Absolutely.
But again, that's not knowing thyself, being true to thine own self.
Yeah.
But you're so right. That again. But giving yourself permission to say no, depending on your personality, may be a huge thing. There's some people that are great already who thrive in understanding who they are and understanding their position and articulating that. But folks that like to see other people smile, which is a lot of times, I think creatives, you know, although we creatives have a reputation of being divas too. But there's some creatives who are like, nope, the people are here. My purpose and my job, this is how I go at it. My purpose is to sing to the hearts of women and the minds to men, and the minds of men, to encourage them in love. That's my purpose that I, like my little mantra that I put on my career. That's just my career, not my life, but my career. So when I don't feel like singing, I don't feel like getting up, I have to go, wait a minute, got to live in purpose, Kenny. So the hearts of women and the minds of men encourage them in love. And I put that face back on authentically, though. I don't put it on fake. I go back to give to them what I'm supposed to give to them in that moment. And it can be draining. Physically, it can be draining to give. Just like if you have kids, or if you need to see someone in the hospital or anything, you got to just pull yourself together for that moment. It's like that for some of us creatives on a daily basis. We got, when we walk out the house, I know when you walk out the house, there's a song it reminds me of. The song that is a little different. It's a Jasmine Sullivan song.
What is it? Yes!
It's called Mascara, right?
Yep.
Well, even though I don't have to put mascara on, but it's, I get it. That song is so dope because it speaks to the life of an artist. So people that are watching this, when Michelle Williams has to go out of the house, people aren't judging her the same way as they're judging the average person. They're not judging Kenny Lattimore the way that they're judging the average person. So sometimes you got to put that mascara on.
And sometimes, like, you can't go out there. You got, that hair got to be shaved just right. That beard, we're expecting moisturization on the beard. We're expecting that smile and, you know, and because you know that, you know, that can be pressure. You're just trying to go get some blueberries and go in and out.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
You know what I got beat up for in the beginning of my career was, like, I got this sweatshirt on. People used to be like, where's the suit? Where's the suit? You gotta, and I was like, the suit. Oh, I got to wear a suit every day because like, I was in the video.
You had the suit on. Well, can you contribute to all my suits that I need to wear then on a daily basis?
That part.
To please you. Okay. Can you imagine what it takes to wear a suit every single day? Did I hear you correctly when you mentioned, not that this has anything really to do with the interview, did you say divorce coach?
No. Oh. Not a divorce coach. I've been more for mentoring. I've been doing speaking engagements and you're just my mentoring. I go out and talk to people. However, I probably could be. Maybe you speak it prophetically.
I didn't say it. You did. I didn't say it.
I'm going to say this. I have some good knowledge. I have some really good nuggets and knowledge in that space. Yeah. I really do. So nothing negative or shady at all about that. Interesting that you say that because I have some ideas. As a matter of fact, I was talking to my wife about a format or a television show or something that might help people. But we'll talk about
amazing.
That.
Amazing.
I don't want to throw that out there.
Shout out to Lady Faith Jenkins, Judge Faith.
Judge Faith.
Whom we love so much. We thank y'all so much for sharing that part of your life with us. The wedding, the videos.
Oh, man.
The pregnancy. And how is that for you this time around, marriage and fatherhood?
I am such a more evolved person. Again, I love using that word evolved, where I've learned to approach the baby differently. I've learned where to use my energy.
Cause she's a girl though.
She's a girl. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm wrapped around her little pinky toe.
Yeah.
I mean, I see that face, but then she sees my face too. And I could be like turned to the side or something. And then I turn around and we catch eye contact and she just is like, it's daddy. It's daddy. And she just lights up and it is like the best thing ever. It is the absolute best thing ever.
OMG. Now you have a son who
I have
is
a son who's
grown.
Amazing. Grown 20 years old. He's in college now in his junior year, which I'm excited for him about. That's another one. As a parent, that's
on.
Another area I can
Come
talk
on
about.
And teach.
I've learned that a child still has their own journey. You have the most influence over your child. But they still have their own journey and you have to walk with them through their journey. Even when you don't like their decisions, or you're not in agreement with everything. Well, maybe they're not in agreement with you. How about that? You know, you have an agenda that's like, oh, I want you to do this. I want you to go to college. I want you to do, but you have to listen to them to figure out what's important to them. Because my son is also another creative. Most creatives don't want to go to school. They're like, I want to create. And one thing I told my son is I said, well, the timing and the waiting, getting back to that, we don't know what your wait is going to be. Mm. What are you going to do in the meantime? You don't, like my parents used to tell me, you need to have a fallback. I used to hate that. What? I'm not falling back. I hated those words. Yeah, yeah. So I never told him that. But what do you do in the meantime while we're waiting for the manifestation of your career? And I would say, hey, why don't you do business so that you understand all aspects of how to sustain yourself and make money outside of me, so that as a man, you're able to stand on your own two feet, have ideas, finance ideas, all those kind of things. And he listened. It was a push and pull for a while. It really was. But as a junior, now he's able to see the purpose in it a lot more. And he's also carving his own path where he's like, okay, I understand this is what I can use, what I can't use. Because a lot of times when you don't want to be in school, your thought is, this has no benefit to me. I'm taking these crazy classes that don't have anything to do with real life. And I told him also, I said, this is going to be part of your narrative, though. When you walk into a room, everybody has a narrative and they have a story and a legacy. It's the same reason why in America, history is rewritten. Mm. Rewritten by different races of people and different classes of people, because it keeps getting passed down. And it's either going to encourage those that come behind you or it's going to discourage. So a lot of times we want a narrative that puts us in the best light. So just like we do that in history, I was like, this is your history. You'll be able to say, yep, I went ahead and I got my degree and this is what it meant to me. And it'll encourage other people to be well-rounded. It's not that college is for everybody. School is for everybody. Learning is for everybody. But I tried to just, the other piece was, as a parent, my son needed to leave California, I thought, and be on the other side of the world, because it would teach him how to be an independent person.
Mm. Wow.
So you watch, you observe all these kinds of things. What does my child really need? And you try to just equip them with all of those things. And we know we're not going to be perfect. No parent is. We can't control their lives as much as we try to. And a lot of times we're trying to control them based on our own insecurities and our ideas of who we thought we were going to be that maybe we didn't become. And it's so many different hangups that we have as parents sometimes when we look at our offspring. I want them to have more than I had. Well, that's your hangup. They may not even want more than you had. Oh, I want them to have this opportunity. Oh, yeah, that's okay. But make sure that they want that opportunity, because if they don't, you're going to waste all of this time and they're going to squander that opportunity. They're going to just throw it away. And so you got to be really careful to listen and not be completely self-absorbed as a parent when you're trying to send them off to do whatever they're going to do.
And ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Life Masterclass sponsored by Kenny Lattimore. I haven't had to say a word because I'm listening to you, learning myself and taking so much in. Like you probably could do a cohort, some type of school, some type of coaching, some marriage and relationship, which you have so much to offer. You have been investing in us for years. Mm. When I say investing in us through your art, it's an investment. You giving, that's an investment. Mm-hmm. Thank you so, so much.
Wow, I appreciate that comment, because that is what I have hoped as a servant artist and leader, is that when I look back at my legacy and I tell my narrative and they say, well, what do you want? You know, what do you want people to say about you years from now? Again, that it'll go back to that. I encourage people in love, whatever that meant, through every song. I thought about every song I was going to sing. Mm-hmm. I thought about the lyric. Mm-hmm. I thought about the power of my platform and how I would present myself in front of these people so that they would be encouraged. And that takes nothing away from those who are just like, nope, I'm an artist and I'm just expressing myself. That's cool too. But I was called, I have to be accountable for what I was called to. And it's not a judgment against anyone else. But I know that I appreciate that. That's one of the highest compliments I could get in my artistry.
Absolutely. And I pray that the people, us as consumers, we have to know that creators, it's an investment. And to invest sometimes is a sacrifice to invest. Oof. Investments are risky.
Yeah.
You don't know that ROI.
Come on and speak. That's right.
But you do it knowing that, okay, this is a long-term
investment.
Yeah. Investment.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me.
But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Speaking of long-term investment, one of my favorite investments you made is your Christmas album.
Oh,
I know. Wow. We are past the holiday season, but this Christmas album, I listen to it year round.
Oh, thank you.
Christmas albums that I listen to year round is your album and Handel's Messiah, Soulful.
Oh yeah, Quincy Jones. Oh yeah. You know what? Wow. Again, what a great compliment. On purpose, Aaron Lindsay and I got together and we did that album for Motown Gospel. All of those components were important. I wanted to do a Christmas album, but I wanted to specifically make a gospel project as well. And I wanted it to be something that would live on past Christmas.
It is.
Again, you are. Ugh.
It's anointed. The song, I Cry Holy. I'm glad that you let us in. I believe towards the end, you were having your own moment and y'all kept it in the song. It's very faint, but I knew what was going on.
And thank you again. I got to give credit to
Aaron.
It's
either I Cry Holy or We Want to See You.
And actually, to be very honest, both of those songs.
Okay.
I had moments.
You had a moment.
Both of those songs are very similar. And Aaron helped me to make sure that it all remained authentic and it didn't get watered down or, like you mentioned, edited out, because there are moments, and I'm going to say this not because I think I'm so great, but I appreciate when God does anoint something that it can live outside of who created, you know, me being a part of the creation, that I was getting ready for the Christmas tour, because I tour this every year, because I was like, if Mariah Carey can be the queen of Christmas, why can't I be the king? The Kang. So I was rehearsing and I said, oh man, I have to go back and remember the lyrics and remember everything after doing a lot of the R&B stuff all year. And I stood there for a minute and I promise you, a lot of times I have to cry. I have to stop. I'm moved to tears. And I'm like, oh God, you know, this is, wow. This is what the Lord gave me, not what I gave the world. That's not how I look at it. I say, this is what God gave me. And it moves me, because it was true moments of worship. Yeah. And we started that tour off and I had the best time. It's one of the best times for me creatively, just saying, hey, this exists, because a lot of people didn't know that it existed. So I was like, hey, you know, here it is again. And maybe because it was a gospel project mainly, some of my R&B crowd didn't know. So when I get to do the Christmas tour, I get to be all of who Kenny is on stage. I don't have to just be the sexy guy and the love songs, but I get to be the worshiper and all of it. And nobody judges it.
That's so good.
I get to sing all these different genres and they go, you know what? Another great compliment. They say, it doesn't sound like you're trying to be anything in particular. It just, it's happening in front of us. It's like we're having a conversation, just like us having this conversation right now. Sometimes we talk about life and love. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we talk about worship and praise. Or we talk about an experience that shaped us and changed us. So I like the show to flow just like a conversation. And when you leave out, you're like, man, he did some opera. He did some jazz. He did some gospel. He did all this stuff. I don't know how it fit, but it's because we're complex as people.
And speaking of that, yes, y'all, he's got the classics that we know for you. Never Too Busy and When I Said I Do. Yes! But then he's got the part of him, like, has he been classically trained? This sounds like he's got technique.
Thank you. And when I did All Holy Night, I wanted it to sound like an aria,
baby,
from the classical. So like
and it does. It is absolutely beautiful. Now, I'm so glad that you say that you haven't been judged, because then I guess that takes away from me having to ask the question, did you feel like you have to balance when you sing for you, but then go into a gospel number? But then for you,
let me tell you,
you could kind of be, it could be a duo who you're singing it to.
Or
God can be like, for you, I'll give.
Okay,
you answer.
Oh, no, I think it's a great question, because I come from the 80s gospel, the 80s and 90s, you know, when we were in church, you couldn't mix all that stuff up.
Now we swag surfing. By the way, I'm saying that as a joke, by the way. That whole swag surf video that we got in the church, Pastor William Murphy is the homie, so don't y'all try it.
Yeah, man. But you know, it's interesting. No, I can now it's almost, we're in a new generation of Christians. And I'm saying Christians, it, you know, used to be, we knew what, a, you know, you say Christian, this is what that means.
Or how it we're looked.
We know how it looked or how it sounded or how, but now we're in a time where I have to say, I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, his message, how he loved. I'm a follower of him and I'm trying to emulate who he is. And then it takes out all of the other stuff.
Amen.
That people get confused by. So when I say that, I'm a follower and emulator of who Jesus Christ is. Mm. It allows me to say a lot of things and sing a lot of things. The one that used to be scary for me, like I just had a number one song after 25 years.
Yes!
After 4 years,
called Take a Dose, right? Take a Dose. I'm so sorry. Yes, you're so right.
No, mm-hmm. No, but Take a Dose was the one that I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to sing this? because if a church, you know, I did the first venue that asked me to do the Christmas tour was a church. And I went in and I was going, And then I realized, I said, you know what? I have to make sure that people understand what Christmas and love is. As long as I go out and I lead in it and I go, okay, I'm going to a church, I'm going wherever. This is authentically who I am. I'm going to sing Christmas songs. I'm going to sing love songs. As long as I made it clear, I don't know, people just went with me because that particular church that I went to drew people that weren't from the church either. Perfect. You know, it was like a combination of people so that I'm not just singing to the church. I'm singing to people and we happen to be in a church, which I respect, but I'm authentically me. So I did some Luther.
Come
some
on.
Some Donny Hathaway. I did a lot of things that people knew. Because just because they're in the church doesn't mean that they don't know those songs. Of course, a lot of the songs, these people already know, they've lived.
Do.
And yeah, and their lives have been shaped to all these different sounds and music. So I just try to make it make sense.
How does it feel to know that for you, it's probably in the top 5 wedding songs that is requested or sang at a wedding as the bride or wedding party is walking down the aisle one? And how many times have you been personally asked to sing this song at people's wedding? Or reception for the first
or reception.
Dance.
Yep. Or reception. One, it is one of the greatest honors ever because you're thinking about a time in someone's life that they never forget, whether they have a marriage that lasts 2 years or 50 years, people will always go back and they'll say, you know what? I danced to your song or whatever to your song in that moment. So it's a great honor that I feel like I'm a part of their lives. And again, that I've reached this purpose of encouraging them in love. I can't even count the amount of times that I've sung for you. But what I love about it is that it's just like that Christmas album. It's the gift that keeps on giving. It comes back. It like never goes out of style.
Never.
If somebody was 5 years old, I say this all the time. If you were 5 years old when For You came out and now you're 30 or what have you, and you're discovering real depth and love and relationships, a lot of times they, some kind of way, they pick up For You and it becomes new all over again.
Tell the audience, I know you've said, you have shared this many times when the song, you know, came out, but did you know that it was we're going to be talking about this in 2024?
You know what? It's really crazy. I've got to give credit to the songwriter and the producer of For You, Kenny Learum, who was a buddy of mine from high school. For You was literally his wedding song. So I love that we authentically worked on that for his wife. We didn't sit down and say, hey, let's come up with a song so we can make some money. And, you know, ooh, you know, Luther had Here and Now, maybe we can have a wedding song. It just was his actual wedding song that he wrote for his wife that was so beautiful that I asked him if I could use it on and do it as a demo for Columbia Records. Barry Eastman came in, the super producer, and
yes.
He gave it such a timeless sound and a lovely sound and the live strings. And he brought a lot of other arrangements to it to enhance it. And that combination just worked perfectly.
Mm. Y'all, we are getting so many jewels from a beautiful soul, R&B soul legend, Kenny Lattimore. Do you miss the days when the majority of music was made like that? You just named some heavy hitters.
Yes, Lord. But you know what? It can still be made, and some of it is being
made.
And
we say that, but we still say this with love, because I mean, we are both Columbia Records artists, so we know what it takes to what was required.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Ooh, we can have a whole conversation about this. Okay, well, I'll say this quickly. I just did 5 songs with an orchestra recently, and just stepped outside of, thanks to some other friends who just wanted me. They just wanted me to record that part because they had heard me do some things live. And they were like, come on, let's go to Nashville and let's put a string orchestra together. And we did something. So that'll come out later on. Woo! But what I love is the musicality, and I'll still exist. It just exists in a smaller number of people because we know that music in schools was taken away. It was somewhere in the 80s, I think, that it was taken away.
It started
then. So we don't have the education in music that we used to have as young people. So as a result, the type of music changed. With hip hop, we knew that we sampled records, but that was a part of hip hop culture. And it wasn't because the people had didn't have skill. It was just a new way of doing music, because a lot of those artists, the rappers, had skills and played instruments and other things too back in our day.
Yes.
So now we get to an age where it just had not been cultivated in a way that those traditional sounds are easy accessible. Nowadays, you know this, we work with playback and tracks and so much and stuff like that so much that I don't even know, there's a generation that doesn't even know what real live music even sounds like.
Listen.
Because live music does not sound exactly like the record. It just doesn't.
Yeah. How dare those same people who voted to take music out of schools were, I'm sure, in those music classes. Take me back to the day of the xylophone when we had our mallets.
Yeah, and a little recorder.
Take me back to...
You had to learn how to read it.
When we could buy the recorder. Or if not, you had to use one of the, I guess they cleaned them. But take me back when we could buy the little yellow beige looking recorder or the dark one, black one.
Yeah.
Take me back to y'all. Come on. Take me back to the maracas.
And it gave somebody, as a child, it gave you this confidence that, oh, I can do that. I didn't know I could do that until I tried it in a little group, and maybe I wasn't amazing, but it made me feel like, oh, I could be a part of a group. I could be a part of sharing an experience with people, which is a whole different dynamic that a lot of kids don't understand these days, unless you play sports.
Were you ever in band? Were in band or anything in middle school?
I was
school?
In
vocals.
I was in core. In the chorus always, or chamber choir, concert choir, things like that. And then very early, like when I was about 14 years old, was when I started recording, and my mother allowed me to perform with bands, like professional bands. And I didn't think I was special. You know, thank God for mamas.
Yes.
Mamas who think that you're special, but my mother was an educator too. So she told me to take voice lessons. And I was singing the American Songbook, like, I left my heart in San Francisco upon a hill he called me. Stuff like that.
Do y'all hear
I was singing,
it?
I was singing stuff like that at 12. So by the time I was 14, I had a little confidence. So when these professional men, because they were 26 or 30, came along and they were like, hey, sing something. I was able to give a little something because I was deathly shy growing up. I don't know if that was a part of my evolution too. I was deathly shy as a kid, but music gave me a voice and a confidence that allowed me to flourish and blossom as a person. It was so important to my journey that whether I thought I was better than anybody, which I didn't, I thought everybody could sing, but I did try to be the best that I could be in the space. I was very critical of myself. And I'd have to say that's in a short form way, music saved my life. One of those kind of things, you know, God allowed music to be a part of saving my life and giving me a voice.
Wow. Y'all, I feel like this interview, this conversation is probably one of the top ever in going on the 4 years that y'all have allowed Checking In to be on your podcast list.
Wow.
Kenny, you are just awesome. I'm just super thankful for you. Thank you for coming on here. Just flowing and the conversation. I could not wait. I was talking to Nicole Spence, who is our talent booker, and I was so excited. We got to get Kenny Lattimore on. What have I been thinking? And I wanted to just ask those of us who are navigating relationships, and we gonna get you to do a relationship course. You and Dr.
Let's do it.
You and Judge
Faye. We'll come back on. Maybe we can come back on and we
you
can
know,
some,
yeah, we're coming, yeah,
let's
like,
talk about it.
Now, is this too personal? When y'all get into a heated fellowship or just a disagreement about how you gonna birth the baby.
Okay, right. Which happens to everybody.
She's a whole judge, attorney. Who wins?
Well, if it's not a real resolve, nobody wins.
Nobody. And by the way, nobody wins when the family feuds. That's what the songwriter prophet Sean Carter said. Nobody wins. No, but on a serious note, that was just a joking question. Like, would I be intimidated being in a relationship with one that's like an attorney or whatever? Like, they're going to always win every argument. They're always going to be looking and probing the words that I use, the this and that. But I'm sure she has a way of cutting that off in relationship with you. But just advice on maintaining respect.
Let me tell you something. What we have to learn is how to be a partner.
Okay.
If you are on the same team and a partner with someone, there's certain things that you have to go, wait a minute, we don't have to agree on everything, but I have to respect that. Oh, okay, you do that differently. Then you look past the details and you try to get to what you want the result to be. What is it that we're really trying to do? We're trying to, you know, walk a mile down the road. It's like, well, look, I don't have to walk. I can just drive because I have this car here. Well, I have a wagon over there and I have the bike and we're arguing about which one to take. Then it's like, wait a minute, when do we need to be at the end of the road? Oh, okay, we need to be at the end of the road by the end of the day. How can we get there? Do we need to get there faster? It doesn't matter what time you know what? Let's just ride bikes down and look at the scenery. You got to make decisions in a creative way where the team wins and your result is fulfilled, as opposed to it has to be my way. And that takes work, because when you have been an individual for years, and I'm talking to those who may not be married or have not been in a serious relationships dating. If you've been an individual for 10 years, let's just say that. Mm-hmm. That's long enough for you to have your way of doing things. And you know it works because you've proven it over and over and over again. One of the most difficult things to do is to say, hey, I'm going to try something different. So you have to, as a partner in a relationship, you have to die to self.
I was going to say surrender.
Oh, surrender to the relationship, to the love of your relationship.
Oh, shut up, Kenny.
And be a part and be like, we gonna win. And that's where the work is, that people don't want to do it. Most people don't want to do it. Then people, oh, this hard work. It's only hard because most people don't want to surrender and don't want to be a servant. And when you're in a relationship, I used to listen to people always talk about something. Well, when I get married, I want him to be, or I want her to be this. Okay, well, what are you bringing? You know, who are you? What are you bringing that is going to enhance this relationship and this whole position of this other person? I'm not saying that I've done any of this perfectly.
Did you hear? I told you to shut up, and I only said shut up because you're right.
And I'm not saying this because I've mastered everything either. I don't want people to think that, but
you're living
but I'm living it. I'm living it through. The one thing that I did before I decided to date seriously again was I learned who Kenny was. I said, who am I? What are my core values? So that from a subconscious standpoint, I would articulate that to my partner. Because a lot of times we have so many hidden things inside of us that are who we are that we just don't even talk about. And then they come out in the course of the marriage and they feel like surprises. Ooh. Your partner may feel like you sprung a surprise on. It's like, no, I've always been this, but you never talked about it. You never. So I did a list and I said, who is Kenny? What's important to Kenny? Family, trust, honesty, integrity, the Lord's in there, you know, so that you know, I don't want anybody talking about some, why is he reading his Bible? You know, or why is he, they got to know all these little details that make me who I am so that I can articulate it and say, yep, all of this is who I am. I am super neat. I am mega, mega neat. I could roll this camera around this office and you can see everything has a place because maybe I'm not so good. I mean, a lot of times you would think, oh, he's neat because it's something great about him. Maybe I'm not so great at balancing. So I have to have it neat. I have to have it neat so that when you go, where's that paper? Such and such and such and such. Oh, it's right here. Because if it's not in a place, I don't know where it is. I'm just totally frustrated and I don't know where stuff is. I'm like out there. So the way I live my life, I had to say that. If you don't respect a person that's neat, then I'm going to get on your nerves. Because you're going to be like, what? Did he just clean up after me? I'm the guy that does the dishes and cleans the house and all that stuff, which is, again, highly unusual, but for, not highly unusual, what do you say? Not typical of men.
Yes.
So what I give to my family is a lot of things that are not typical. And it's because I lived by myself for years.
So you had to cook, you had to clean, you had to be, you know.
Yeah, I had to do all of that and then was married. And then wasn't married and lived about 10 more years by myself where I did those things. And you learn what works and you try to bring the best characteristics of yourself to your relationship. I thought, well, that's going to be really dope because if I don't have to look for stuff, that saves us time and energy. And it allows me to run my production company, my tour company. It allows me to run my real estate company and to have a foundation. That's just how I am. Some people can operate in, I'm just going to say it in a word, it's negative, but
yeah,
in chaos.
Yep.
Some people can operate in chaos. I don't know. I just don't know how.
Wow.
I just don't know. So these are the, so once I started writing that, this is who Kenny is. And then you present that, then you give somebody else the opportunity to say, you know what? I don't want that. I don't think you don't waste time again. It's like, I think that you, I'm cool on all that, you know, and I like you, you're nice, and we'll just be friends.
Yes, sir. Come on. Listen, you said something about how people can operate in chaos, but that would be an additional 30 minutes, and I'd be respectful of people's time. You have said so much.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, Participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Checking in, the foundation of it is mental health. But you've said so much about how a person can have great quality of mental health. Giving yourself grace, continuing to evolve, elevate, and wait.
Yes.
There's something beautiful in the wait.
Yeah, there's something beautiful in that. And not being afraid, not being afraid of counsel as well. We call it therapy.
Come on.
Counseling. Don't be afraid to talk, because that is communicating is how you discover things. A lot of times I think we are afraid to reveal who we truly are. We're afraid that if I just say this, like it's going to take over, like this monster is going to take over, and I'm putting a label on myself and it's going to be, nope. Sometimes you need, a label with grace, maybe. Like you were mentioning, the word grace is really good, where you could say, hey, am I OCD? Isn't that what they call it, OCD?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Am I OCD? It's like, okay, I'm okay to go there. Be okay, love yourself and be okay with yourself enough to say, let's really examine that. I don't have a problem having a conversation if somebody else thinks I'm that. Let's see, let's examine it. What makes a person OCD? If you're a psychologist. See, because a lot of times people throw words out and stuff, they don't know what they're talking about.
That's right.
Narcissists and all kinds of, I had to learn that narcissism was a real thing, like a real diagnosis, not that it was an insult. I mean, a lot of times people throw out insults, but that it was a real mental diagnosis for people. And I was like, wow, this person doesn't have the capacity to balance and think along the lines that we consider normal people to think, because they have a narcissistic personality. That
disorder.
Was not to mm-hmm. the disorder. This person has a personality disorder. And it's helped me not to attack people. I could have attacked some people publicly. I could have attacked some people privately about mental illness. That is so unfair when you begin to understand that these people are really struggling. I might be struggling with something in particular that falls into that family, but my mother was a psychologist and my sister is a psychologist. So I sometimes I say it's in my psychology's in my DNA, although I didn't study it. But if I think something, a lot of times I'll go to my sister and I'll say, hey, is there something about this? And I can lay out the details of an event or something that's happened. And she can say, yeah, that falls under the category of X, Y, and Z. So that when I approach the person, I approach with love and respect.
That's
I don't try to diagnose. So don't start. We're not suggesting that you go out and start labeling people either and trying to be a psychologist and going, oh, well, you have a personality disorder. Don't go tell nobody they have a personality disorder.
But isn't that something? No. I've been guilty because going to therapy now for years, I have found myself, and I could be right. I'm a bootleg doctor anyway. I'd be like, but you're so
that's
right.
Why I say I'm bootleg psychologist. Yeah.
So I get you so much in that area, but just letting people be on their own journey and prayerfully they go get. And again, people that listen to Checking In, we are not diagnosing. We are not treating. We are giving personal opinion and or experience. So always please go to your doctor, your primary care, your therapist,
yes.
psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. So this is not intended to diagnose any illness, by the way. Mm-hmm. Just we're having conversation.
Yes.
Just wanted to say that, clear that air. But yeah. Thank you for talking about as a man, you don't lose who you are, your masculinity. You're not weak to go sit and unpack.
Unpack. I love that.
Just, unpack and, get some organization going on with how you're feeling. And even and also your feelings do not invalidate you. Hey, I'm feeling weak or I'm feeling overwhelmed. I don't feel appreciated. I don't feel valued. Y'all, that is great language to have. And even if you were to always walk away with the diagnosis, treat it as data.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's just like when I was going, who is Kenny? These are the things that make me who I am. These are important things. These are things that are challenges for me. Because everybody has challenges.
Yes, sir.
Nobody arrives. That's the beauty of this whole journey. In your relationship, you will never arrive at the perfect marriage. You will never arrive at the perfect children. You'll never arrive. Everything is an individual journey.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, Kenny Lattimore, he has given us so much more above and beyond what I knew we were going to have a great conversation, but he has poured.
Oh,
and so we thank you so much. We're excited about you. Kind of teased about some orchestra music with you with an orchestra. So we're very excited about that. And y'all continue to support him. All of his music. Continue to play it, buy it, download it.
Come see me on tour.
Touring. Yes. Go ahead. Yeah. Talk about it.
I still love to sing. You know, a lot of times we look at those that have been in the industry as long as we have. And some people get discouraged about the business or whatever their experience is, just makes them feel like, what am I doing? And I do understand that. I've had moments in my career that were like that because, and that's another thing, careers are not who you are. Mm. Careers are just that, they're jobs and they're vehicles and tools that enhance our lives. So a lot of times with men in particular, people say, who are you? And we say what our career is, as opposed to, I'm a father. I'm all those wonderful things you said about me in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I'm a husband. I'm a hard worker. I'm a whatever. We go, oh, I'm a doctor. Well, no, that's one of the things you do. Who are you? Mm-hmm. And that's, we as men have not been socialized to articulate a lot of those details and our feelings. And that was one of the reasons why I had to sit and go through my core values, too. Because I was like, I'd never done that before. So the more that you unpack, like you said, you, and begin to use words to express it, the more you understand yourself and embrace, I think, who you are.
Mm-hmm. That's so good. All right, y'all. He's going to keep going. I got to let him go. He's going to keep going. And I'm here for it. Y'all, there's so much in this episode. You might have to go back and listen to it and write it down, some of the things that he has shared. Kenny Lattimore, obviously, loves, loves, loves y'all so much that he took time to come check in. He's probably got to go check on his baby girl because she's around there somewhere. So thank you. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much. Look forward to it.
All right.
Thanks
we'll
for having
see
me.
You. Bye. OMG. What did I tell y'all? He came on the show ready to just pour into us and just give us so much advice. This episode is loaded. I want to know what your takeaways are. Some of my takeaways have been patience and waiting, surrendering in partnership, and just what it, to me, I also take that into sometimes whatever partnership that is, business-wise, personally. Oh, y'all, I'm just touched. I'm so full, and I'm so thankful that he invested in us today. This just wasn't no because I've got something that I have to, I'm promoting something. He just took some time out of his day to check in with us. I'm so thankful for him. Continue to support everything that he's got going on. I'm excited and congratulations to him on his number one single. This is amazing. His number one single is titled Take a Dose. He was hailed by the New York Times as a modern soul man. And I'm so glad that we got a chance to just glean. And literally, it was kind of like I was, as they say, just sitting at his feet, listening to everything that he had to say. So I hope y'all have enjoyed this episode.
Checking In with Michelle Williams is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.